Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining us today is the one and only Hannah McManus. Welcome, Hannah.
Hey, Taylor. Super excited.
I know. There's so much to be excited for. Not only are we well into 2023, as of today, rates are starting to trend down. So people should be a little positive. Today is Friday, but we've got some other really awesome news too. Lending Forward is getting this amazing overhaul, right? So we're adding new voices to the podcast and you are one of them. And I, for one, am so excited for you.
I'm super excited too. Obviously you and I have talked about it several times and I've never envisioned myself to be a podcaster, but I mean, I love what Lending Forward is doing. I love the listener base. I just love how Atlantic Base supports it. And I think it's going to be so fun to just meet all these new folks and guests and get to know these different aspects of the industry that I may or may not have known. So I'm so excited for the future of Lending Forward.
It's going to be great. And you kind of, you know, it's so funny. Along the same lines of never thinking you'd ever become a podcaster in any capacity, we always joke, it's not like anybody's a little girl and dreams they're going to become a mortgage banker, right? So I think that's, you never knew you were going to end up in mortgages. Tell us, how did you get here?
Yeah, so everyone falls into this industry. I actually graduated with a psychology degree from Alabama. and then I kind of, you know, did my little spiel, but my first job that got me into the industry was actually at an AMC. So I always worked on the vendor side of things. I worked at that AMC for like 3 to 4 years. And that's where I kind of learned the industry. And it was baby steps. And I learned it from the vendor side. But, you know, moved that role into mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance, I learned even more. Each step, I've learned more and more. And I've had phenomenal, you know, managers and bosses to teach me along the way. But I worked for MI and then I landed at Lenders One, which was a mortgage cooperative. And I managed 40-ish lenders across the Southeast. And it was, you know, independent mortgage bankers, community banks, credit unions. And we were really focused on, you know, working with the C-suite to improve process flows, efficiencies, you know, find additional revenue, things like that. And that's where I found Atlantic Bay. So Atlantic Bay was one of my members. And I worked with Atlantic Bay and Chrissy for, gosh, I think it was 4 years. And I always joked with Chrissy that, you know, whenever I was, you know, done on the vendor side, I was going to come work at Atlantic Bay. I've joked about it forever. And the timing actually worked out where they had this role that was somewhat similar. It was managing their branded companies and their branded products and services. So it kind of just felt right. And it was a weird timing. It was COVID. So it was very weird timing. I just had a baby. It was whatever. But yeah, so that's kind of how I ended up at Atlantic Bay. And now they're stuck with me because I'm never going anywhere.
Lifer. I love it. Well, and we're lucky to have you. I mean, I think it's you and I, you know, we're in cahoots based off the fact that we're just looking for being the top dog with the best efficiencies, being forward thinking. And I just think that you're going to be such a perfect fit for this Lending Forward piece of it. So I guess really we talk about Atlantic Bay and it's so hard. And I say this all the time, but it's true. Like you've got to walk the walk and talk the talk. And I think Atlantic Bay does a really good job of that. But as far as providing a great experience for the end user, right? So that's your homeowner, your clients, and then your past clients, ultimately after they're done through the buying process. But how would you say that Atlantic Bay is different from some of those other mortgage bank well, banks and, you know, individual brokers and stuff like that. How would you say we're a little different?
I could take that a million different ways, but I think it starts with our people. I think it starts with Brian and what he's done with the culture here at Atlantic Bay. I think it starts with our core values and the fact that every single person that works at Atlantic Bay has that end consumer in mind. So it's not just the mortgage banker. It's also the processor. It's also the underwriter. It's also our IT department. It's also our data team. It's everybody has that end consumer in mind, and everybody's role is really focused on how do we support the mortgage banker so that the mortgage banker can support the consumer, and that consumer experience is top notch the whole way through. That's from the very first time we meet them all the way through post-closing. So I think that has a lot to do with it. We have, you know, you talked about you and I are forward thinking, but our executive team is very forward thinking. And so they give, you know, our leadership team access to do a lot of the things that we want to do. And so, you know, when I find a new technology or I find a new partner, or I have this weird idea that I think is going to be this, you know, great success, Emily gives me the green light to like explore it and see what it looks like. And everything is very focused around a team. And so, you know, as a team, we're able to go out and execute on a lot of things that many mortgage companies can't because they're fighting battles within the company.
Right, right. Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that leeway to be able to make sure that we are, mortgage bankers tend to go to the shiny objects, but we have to condense that menu of things and make sure it makes the most sense for all parties involved. And I think that's one thing that I love being able to be here. And you and I have worked on quite a few different tech tools. What would you say is one of the biggest things people need to, mortgage bankers need to be paying attention to and or leaning into right now?
Yeah. Not the shiny new objects. I'm guilty of that too. You know, you go to conferences or you see what so-and-so is doing down the street and you're like, well, I want that.
Right.
And you know, what I've realized and what I'm honing in on, you know, as I work with our mortgage bankers is getting that shiny new object is only going to make you as good as that person. And you want to be better than that person. You want to be the best. And so instead of focusing on the shiny new objects that, you know, so-and-so has down the road, focus on your process. What do you have today? So Atlantic Bay has a plethora of tech tools, of, you know, business development tools, of marketing assets. We have all the things. And now is the time to really dive in and say, okay, what am I using? What works well with what? And how can I really you know, perfect my process that works for me and my consumers to provide the absolute best experience I can for my borrowers. Because every single mortgage banker we have at Atlantic Bay is different.
Right.
Everybody has their niche. Everybody has their why. Everybody has the way they do things. So everybody's tech tools or preferred tech tools are going to look different. Mm-hmm. But I think now is the time to really drill into what am I spending money on? What am I really using? And am I using it to the full capacity? Because I think if we really dug into our processes, we would find there are some tweaks that could be done to perfect that process along the way to make 2024 absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more because it is a little slower for some, it is an opportunity to work in the business. And it's so funny because it's like, it's so hard. It's like, work on the business, work in the business. You're always doing kind of a little bit of both. And sometimes you're 80-20-ing it, and that's okay too. But I would say when it is slower like this, you're having those impactful conversations with your agents to make sure that you are both working in unison together. Your communication is top notch. Everything is transparent, but you're providing the white glove service that you said you would, right? So I just think that's so important. And, you know, it's, we have all these tools. It's good to, like you said, you know, really finesse which ones and at its capacity. So right now is such a good time to do that. So Hannah, you know, I'm going to ask you this, you're on Lending Forward. How are you? You're getting ready to be a mom of three. You're juggling all the things. You're putting this hat on. You're, you know, I mean, you're super mom, you're superwoman. So tell us how you intend to lend forward.
For the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I obviously know you're going to ask that question, and I've thought about how I'm going to answer that question, and I still don't know. I'm going to take it a couple different ways because my world is about to get absolutely insane. Yeah, I'm having a baby at the end of August. It'll be my third. Going into the fall is always crazy anyways. And then we have all of these really cool projects coming, including Lending Forward. For the remainder of the season or the year. So, I mean, I think I'm just putting it forward. Look, I truly believe that, you know, this is a team sport. Brian talks about it all the time. We've taken this individual thing and we've turned it into a team sport. And I think that's how I lend it forward. I want to be the teammate that anybody can count on. I'm going to be there. If you need someone to help you out with a project, I'm going to be there. If you need someone to spearhead a podcast, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that our mortgage bankers feel supported and, you know, can get whatever they need done while making sure that Atlantic Bay is always going to be on top. So I am extremely focused on just being the best teammate at Atlantic Bay that I can be while being the best mom that I can be to my almost three kids. So it'll be it's a big task, but I am not scared of a challenge and I'm actually really excited about it.
I love it. Well, you are the one for the job and we are so excited. So more to come from Hannah. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for doing your intro. We're excited. Yep.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in Lending Forward. So go lend something forward today.